The Gemara Masechta Nedarim, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, quotes a braisa. The Gemara is trying to understand under what circumstances hatfasa works and what circumstances hatfasa does not work. And the braisa says, Meisvei, Ezu Isser, Homa Batayra. What is an example of an Isser? What is the example of a neder that is effective midaraisa? So the Braisa says, if somebody said, Hareini shloi oichel basar, if somebody says, I will not eat meat, yishloyesh de yayin, or I won't drink wine today, kiyom shemes be aviv, on the day, like I don't eat wine and drink, oh, don't eat meat and drink wine, on the day my father passed away, on the day shemes be rabbi, on the day my Rebbe passed away, kiyom shenare boy gedalia ben achikam, or like on tzayim gedalia, kiyom shurisi yushalayim berchabana, or like the day that I see yushalayim berchabana, v'amishmu v'hu shenad boy sayyoyim. This is not actually the subject of our shir, but parenthetically, the Mishnah Berura and Simon Tov Kuf Samach Aleph Sif Cotton Dalit says, based on this Gemara, that the first time somebody sees Yerushalayim Berchubana, that day he's not allowed to eat meat or drink wine. And it's very much based on this Gemara, because in this Gemara it says, Kiyoyim Sharis Yerushalayim Berchubana. So it's clear that the minig was that on the day that they saw Yerushalayim Berchubana, that they did not eat meat and drink wine. The Rama in Hilchos Avelos, Simen Tof Beis, Sif Cotton Ches, says, Mitzvah Lahanis Yom Shemes by Abba V'Imay. There's a mitzvah to fast on the day one's father and mother passed away. And Rabbi Kiva Eger, here in the Agos of Kiva Eger, quotes a Torah Chaim that says that the source for this minig of fasting is the Gemara that says Kiyom Shemes by Aviv. And if we look in the Shulchan Aruch, Simen Shin Ayin Dalid. If we look in the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Shin Ayin Ches Sif Dalid, it all says Hoyim Noyagim L'Sanos V'Yoy Misas Chachamim. And here too, the Shulchan Aruch, and here too, Rabbi Kiva Eger says, why is there a minig to fast on the day that one's Rebbe passed away? That's because, as our Gemara says, that it was clearly that was the minig, and therefore the Gemara goes into a discussion, would this be considered a hatfoser when somebody said this type of neder? However, there is a very serious discussion here between the Shach and the Taz, and that is, what is the day to consider as the yahrzeit? From here we see, the Rama says it, Kivega says, based on our Gemara, that on the yahrzeit, that someone lost a close father or mother, he should fast. The question is, what is that day? So the Rama says, Umisanin, Yoim Hamisa, Filo Yoim HaKfura. Says the Rama, which day do we choose? The day we choose, the day that the person actually passed away, not the day he was buried. Imloy, unless, says the Rama, Misha Yetzal Kfura V'lo Yetzal Misa. If there was someone who was present for the Kfura, but he wasn't present for the Misa, then you don't fast. Furthermore, says the Ramah, that if the fast falls on a day where we don't say tachnun, emasanun klal, then we don't fast at all. So before we go into the other halacha that we're going to discuss, what do we follow, the yom hamisa or the yom hakfura? Here it says that if it falls on a day that we don't say tachnun, then we don't fast. The question is, and the Pesachei Tshuva discusses this, and the Pesachei Tshuva seems to say that a chosen who has a yard site during his Sheva Brachas should not fast. Furthermore, the Pesachei Tshuva says that if somebody's making a bris, he shouldn't fast. And if he does fast, he doesn't finish the fast day. Furthermore, the Moyel and the Sandik says the Pesachei Tshuva should not fast a Yahrzeit fast. And he says, not only should the Moyel and the Sandik not fast if it falls out that way, but they may, an individual, says the Pesachei Tshuva, may accept the kibud of being a Moyel or a Sandik, even though it involves not, even though what will happen now is that he ends up not fasting on the yard site. Similarly, Rosh Chodesh, we don't fast if somebody has yard site on Rosh Chodesh. There are opinions, the Kaf HaChaim, who says that Rosh Chodesh Nissan and Rosh Chodesh Av, one may fast, since anyway, there are opinions that those are days that it's a mitzvah to fast. The Chachmas Adam, however, says that our minig is that on any Rosh Chodesh, if someone has Yahrzeit on Rosh Chodesh, they don't fast. The question that many ask is if someone has Yahrzeit and it falls on Rosh Chodesh, it falls on Shabbos. So now the question is, and they have a minute, which many people have, to go to the Beis HaKfaris on that day. So the question is, they can't go on the day of the Yahrzeit. The day of the Yahrzeit is Shabbos. The day of the Yahrzeit is Rosh Chodesh. When should they go? So there are many that suggest that they should go the day after the fast on Sunday or the day after Rosh Chodesh. Others say they should go out on Friday. If it falls on Rosh Chodesh, the Paiskim are much more lenient, and the Paiskim say that even though normally one should not go to Beis HaKfaris on Rosh Chodesh, but if the yard site is actually on Rosh Chodesh, one may go to a cemetery. There are those I saw in the Sefer Pesachei Tshuvos that want to differentiate if the Nifter was a tzaddik, and therefore, by such a person, one should go to the Beis HaKfaris after the yard site, because we know that on one's yard site there's an aliyah to the neshama, and therefore, since there's aliyah to the neshama, so he's in a better position to help us. And if we're being mispallel at the Beis HaKfaris, that this neshama should daven in shamayim on our behalf, certainly a neshama that had an aliyah is in a better position to do so, and therefore one should go, if he can't go on the yard site, he should go after the yard site. There are others that say we should go specifically before the yard site. Because when we go to the Beis HaKfaris, we're davening for the neshama, that the neshama should have an aliyah. And therefore, we should go before the yard site, so that when the yard site falls, he should be zoicha to an aliyah because of our tefillas on his behalf. So now, as we discussed, as the Rama read, there's a big discussion if what day to hold. The day of the yard site or the day of the kfura. The Trumas Hadeshin says what is the reason one should do it on the Yom HaKfura. So really connects to a very fundamental question. And that is, why does one fast on a yard site? So there's really two explanations given. One is that it's a way of showing kibur aveim, that one's parent is no longer here. How could he still show kibur aveim for his parent who's no longer here? By fasting and davening on his behalf. And there are others that explain that it's because it's like a yoyim hadin on the child. A day that one's parent passed away is a day that one should is bedin, and therefore he's fasting. And actually, the Shloah Kaddish says minig yafahu l'sanos. It's an appropriate minig to fast yom shabbos by Rabbi Muvik, the day his Rebbe died. Kichai b'chavad Rabbi v'yirasei Moshe Mishal Aviv. So here it seems that when we speak about a Rebbe, that's clearly a sign of not because it's a Yom Hatzar, because of for the child, it's a way of showing respect to the Rebbe. So if we quoted earlier in the Shir that the Shulchan Aruch already says, and the Shloah says, that David HaMelech fasted on the yard site of Shaul, who was his Rebbe. So if there's a minig to fast on the yard site of a Rebbe, there it's clear, it seems, that one should fast on the actual yard site, not on the Yom HaKfura. The question is, what is the halacha by a parent? So as I started saying, this question is discussed already by the Trumas Hadeshin. And he wants to say a raya. The raya is from the Kvura of Yaakovinu. We all remember the Gemara. Rashi quotes it, the Gemara Masechta the Saita, where the Gemara says that as they were burying Yaakov Avinu in the Maris of Machpelah, Chushim ben Don, Esav came to protest, and Chushim ben Don decapitated Esav, and the Gemara says at that point the Nevuah of Rivka, that Rivka said, Loma Eshkal Gam Shneichem Yoim b'yoim echad. The Rivka already said Nevuah that Yaakov and Esav would both die on the same day was fulfilled. So we see from here that the Yoim HaKfura is the day they considered their dying, because otherwise they didn't die the same day. This was the Yoim HaKfura for Yaakov Avinu. Actually, he had died much earlier, and therefore the Trumas Hadeshin says we see that it's the kfur that's considered the moment of death, because that's the main time of the tsar, of the ptira of a relative, and therefore it means kfur. On the other hand, the Trumas Hadeshin says, posh pshat, and he uses our Gemara, and that's why we're quoting this, the Gemara says, ki yoyim shemes bei aviv. So we see that it depends on the Yoim Hamisa. The Sefer Chassidim also says that we should follow the Yoim Hamisa. Why should we follow the Yoim Hamisa? Because he goes back to something that we discussed a moment ago, that the reason for fasting is because it's a day that a bad mazel. So since it's a day a bad mazel of the, for the nifter, certainly the bad mazel was the day that he passed away. So as I also started discussing earlier, this discussion is a big discussion here between the Taz and the Shach. The Ramah, as we said a moment ago, says a nafkamina, if someone was there b'shas hamisa, or somebody was there only b'shas kfura. Why? So the explanation in the Ramah is because if somebody was there, if the child was there b'shas misa, so he obviously experienced significant tsar b'shas misa, and therefore he could count from the shas misa. But if he was only there b'shas kfura, so he didn't experience the tsar of the misa, and therefore he counts from the yom kfura. The Taz quotes the Ramah, and the Taz quotes a Shaul Sechuvas Masas Binyamin, who has a very hard time understanding the Ramah. He says, what will be, according to the Ramah, if there were two brothers, where one brother was present when the father passed away, and the other wasn't? So, does that mean that the two brothers will not hold the same yard site? And therefore, he says, the Masas Binyan says that we should always follow the yard site. But then he says, that's not in the first year. The first year, we should hold the yard site from the Yoim HaKfura. And he explains why. She explains that since the 12 months of Avelis begin by Kfura, so there's a concern that if we're going to hold the yard site from the actual day of the Ptira, so if the Kfura wasn't the same day as the Ptira, it's going to turn out that the person is holding the yard site from the Yom HaMisa, and he's going to think that when his first Yotzai passes, the Avelis is over, but it's not over, because it's only over when it's 12 months from the Kfura. And therefore, in order to avoid that mistake, the first year, says the Masas Binyamin, hold the Yotzai a year from the Kfura. The Taz strongly disagrees with the Masas Binyamin. He says that if that would be the case, then what would happen? We know the halacha is that if the Gemara Masechet Maakotin discusses Shmur Rechayka, where somebody only became aware of the patira of this relative in the middle of the year. The year is up when the yard site comes. So we see the fact that he is keeping less or more days of Avelis doesn't make a difference. Then the Kudus HaKesef defends the Masas Binyamin, because the Kudus HaKesef says that the yard site is connected, something that we discussed earlier, to the neshama in the Olam HaEmes. And the neshama in the Olam HaEmes in the first year, if he's a Rosh, Rachman Tzlan, is in Gehenim until 12 months from the Kfura. Therefore, says the Nekudas HaKesef, the first year one should keep the yard site on the Yom HaKfura. The Shach doesn't agree, even though the Shach is in the Nekudas HaKesef. It seems that the Shach in the Nekudas HaKesef is just trying to defend the opinion of the Masses Binyamin, but he himself does not agree with the Masses Binyamin. And he says a very interesting distinction. He says, if there was only a day or two between the Yom HaMisa and the Yom HaKfura, then we should hold the yard site not only in the later years, but even in the first year, a year from the actual Yom HaMisa. Only if there were a number of days, only if there was a number of days, more than one day, between the Kfura and the Misa, then the halacha is we count it from the Yom HaKfura. And that is the way that the El Rabba paskins, the Knesset Yecheskel paskins, that we always go with the Yom HaMisa. Clearly, everybody is of the opinion, everybody agrees that as far as Avelis is concerned of the first year of the 12 months, we count from the Yom HaKfura. So, Lahaloch Lamaisa, most Poskim are of the opinion, when it comes to counting the yard site, not in the first year, we count from the Yom HaMisa. In the first year, if the Yom HaKfura was a day after the Yom HaMisa, it seems that everybody would agree that we follow the Yom HaMisa. If it was more than one day, there's a machloikis in the Paiskim. It seems, of course, everybody should follow their minig, but it seems that most Paiskim are of the opinion that we should follow the Yom HaMisa. But as the Paiskim also say, if you follow the Yom HaKfura, you have a strong makar to follow. The minig is that we stop saying Kaddish after 11 months. That certainly the Shara Ephraim says that we should count for the Yom HaMisa. And he says a very interesting explanation. He says, because let's say we'll have a situation where the Misa, let's say we'll have a situation where the Kvura took place much later. Does that mean that the person will stay Kaddish after the yard site or after the full 11 months are up? And he says that we should count even for saying Kaddish from the Yom HaMisa. There are those that say for Kaddish and for Shloshim, there are many more to hold that you count from the Yom HaKfura.